growing number of Americans.
The Dow opens at 12,000.
Make it so, number one.
He's always in the numbers.
It's the magic number.
Now, as we do every week, we bring in Takeaway Business Editor Charlie Herman. He's got a big number he's watching this week. Charlie, what is it?
200 million.
That is a big number.
Big number. So this is the money that was transferred from a customer account at MF Global to JP Morgan.
Was it my account?
No, it was not your – probably not unless you have an account there. Now, let's back up here for just a minute and remember that MF Global was this huge commodity trading firm. It filed for bankruptcy on Halloween of last year after it made this bet on European debt, and it made the
obviously,
wrong bet.
European debt did not come through as a big money maker
didn't
as
come through the
John
way that
Corzine
they,
had expected.
Exactly, and John Corzine is the person who ran this firm. He was the former governor and senator from New Jersey. He ran Goldman Sachs. And so when this firm went under, $1.6 billion of customer funds went missing. And so the question has been, where's the money and what happened to it? Did John Corzine know about it? And so this memo that was released by a House Financial Services Committee, which is holding a hearing tomorrow, seems to indicate that John Corzine may have known that $200 million from a customer account was taken to pay for basically a bill, a call from JP Morgan of you have to pay us.
Does it matter how big that number is? What if they'd only taken a dollar of customer money to?
Well, it actually does. I mean, they can take some money out of customer accounts. And here's the rub on it is that on the surface, this memo seems to indicate that John Corzine knew this money was being taken out of this account. But the thing is that what we don't know is, did MF Global put some of its own money into this customer account, which firms are allowed to do? They can put basically a buffer in there and they can take money in and out if it's their own money. So that's one question. Did the money they take out actually, did John Corzine think it was that money? Furthermore, did John Corzine even know where the money was being transferred from? Did he really know the details of it? Because he's testified and he said in a statement after this memo came out that he never gave any instruction to misuse customer funds and he never intended anyone at MF Global to misuse those customer funds. So a lot of it's going to come down to the testimony of one person. She's Edith O'Brien. She's an assistant treasurer in the Chicago office. It's she who wrote in this email, you know, that we should go ahead and make this transfer per JC, per John Corzine. But she's not talking. She's expected to take the fifth. She hasn't been cooperating with investigators. She wants immunity before she actually provides any information.
Well, what about this customer money? Are the people that invested this money with MF Global now out $200 million?
Well, it's up to $1.6 billion total. The trustee is looking to try and find all that money, including that $200 million that you're talking about. There are some reports that he may be able to recover as much as 72 cents for every dollar that these customer accounts are owed. But what's interesting is that, of course, in the world of finance, there's always people trying to make money. A lot of financial firms, including Barclays, are going to these people who had customer accounts and saying, hey, look, we'll give you 90 cents. We'll give you 92 cents for every dollar that you are owed because we think that they're actually going to get even more money back and we can make a profit off of this. So a lot of people who are waiting to get their money back, they may not get 100%, but there are some possibilities they could get a little bit more than that.
And
a little bit less
John
than that,
Corzine
but pretty close.
Could get a summons.
Well, you know, here's the thing with John Corzine. It doesn't – there's no smoking gun that's saying he knew specifically that this was going to – that this was happening.
Yet.
We don't want to say yet.
The investigation continues.
The investigation continues, but as we've seen in a lot of things, you know, it's hard to actually be able to prove specifically that somebody knew that this happened.
It's hard to pin down these financial guys. The hunt continues not only for the missing $1.6 billion, but for that smoking gun. Takeaway Business Editor Charlie Herman, thanks.
You bet.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.